You're listening to SBS News.
London-based human rights monitor, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says more than 20,000 children are believed to have died since the war in Syria began in March 2011. Aid agency World Vision has spoken to about 100 Syrian children aged 15 and under, now living in refugee camps abroad, about their hopes and fears. Jamil is in his early teens and he's living in a refugee camp in neighbouring Jordan.
My biggest dream is to become a doctor, and I have to study in order to become a doctor. I have to learn so I can become a doctor. My biggest fear is to return back to Syria, to get back to Syria while the war is still active. To get back to Syria while there is still war scares me the most.
Many of the children World Vision spoke to have spent most, if not all, their lives outside Syria. 2 million Syrians registered by the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, are in Egypt, Iraq, Jordan and Lebanon, while 3.5 million Syrians are registered in Turkey. The UNHCR estimates the conflict has produced more than 5.6 million Syrian refugees and 6.1 million internally displaced people, many of them children. World Vision's Tim Costello says the needs and the dreams of those surveyed revolve around safety and learning.
And when we ask them about their dreams, they all want an education. And many are having to work, not getting an education. Many clearly are afraid, because they've lived almost their whole lives outside Syria, that if their families are forcibly returned, that there might be payback for why they fled. We desperately need the Syrian government, and all parties for that matter, to promise that anyone who goes back will be protected. There should be no forced returns until there are those guarantees.
Mr. Costello says governments, including Australia, should be doing more to help meet the basic needs of refugee children. He says an increase in Australia's aid budget would be a good place to start.
It should be going up by at least 10% a year to have a funding package for the Syrian refugee response. That's really important, because we have participated in the war. We should be matching the cost of the bombs we have participated in dropping with the cost of aid and protections, particularly for these kids. And we should be looking at an increased number of refugees ourselves. Our share would be 44,000 refugees. We're way under 20,000 at the moment.
Save the Children says at least 3,500 children of foreign nationalities are living in three camps for displaced people in northeast Syria. Most are under the age of five, and most are Iraqi children who have arrived in the last 3 months fleeing IS territory. But there are also children from Australia and Europe. Paul Ronalds is the chief executive of Save the Children Australia and says the situation facing children in the camps is dire.
Save the Children has been doing a significant amount of screening in some of these camps this year. And at the moment, about 30% of the children that we're seeing are acutely malnourished. So that is not just in need of food, but they are so malnourished, that is, they've gone without food for such a period of time that it is having a very significant impact on their health, and it's making them susceptible to a range of diseases.
Paul Ronald says in the case of foreign nationals, the international community must take responsibility for their citizens and make plans to repatriate them.
The outcome should be for these children that the country of nationality of their parents takes them back. And that includes in Australia. We have the view that these children should be brought back to Australia. We shouldn't expect Iraqi forces or Kurdish forces to take responsibility for these. If they are the children of Australian nationals, then they should be repatriated to Australia together with their parents. And obviously, if their parents have committed any crimes, then they can be duly tried. But these children are innocent victims, as children are always the innocent victims of war.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says an Australian woman and her baby in a refugee camp in northeastern Syria, who reportedly left the country to join IS, will face the full force of the law if she returns home. Mr. Morrison says he won't put any Australians in danger by helping people who want to return to Australia after choosing to fight with IS, and those who made such a decision in the first place deserve to face the consequences. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.